and a taste of honey. A taste much sweeter than wine. I will return, pretty baby. Come on back, honey, for that honey and you. I'll leave behind my heart to a taste of honey, a taste much sweeter than wine. I will return. Oh yeah, pretty baby. Yes, I'll come on back, honey, for you. He now returned to his lady fair, and so she died dreaming of his kiss. Oh, his kiss was honey, a kiss more bitter than wine. Pretty baby, I'm gonna return. I'll come on back for that honey and you. I'll come on back for thinking
Couple of nice things there from Morgana King. The singer passed away earlier this year, but it's only been within the last couple of weeks that the news got out that she had died earlier this year at the age of 87. We opened the beat for this Saturday with her versions of A Taste of Honey and Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are. I'm David Nicholas with you Saturdays, noon to 3, jazz, blues, and more here on the beat on WCMU.
Thank you.
Last week, we pulled from Charlie Hayden's work at the 1989 Montreal Jazz Festival, and we noted that he appeared there in several different configurations, and this is another of those. A thing called First Song, in the company of Detroiter Jerry Allen, the late pianist Jerry Allen, and drummer Paul Moshian, Charlie Hayden, and the Montreal Tapes here on The Beat, on listener-supported WCMU, a service of Central Michigan University. We'll have more from Morgana King. We'll also remember bluesman Otis Rush, who has recently passed. Part of our mix here today for this Saturday. Jeff Patton helping out with all of our production needs again this week. Thanks so much for his great help. And great to have you here, homecoming weekend on the campus of Central Michigan University. A quartet of new releases that will include, among other things, a saxophone quartet. We're going to start off with this from vocalist Judith Lorick, and the recording called The Second Time Around, veteran singer, and only her second release. And this is her version of Why Did I Choose You?
Thank you. choose you. Suggestion instead of going to sleep last night, turning from right to left and then again to right. Your words and phrases bumped around inside my head. Once you called me fragile, once a fearless female biped. Your life, chimney to floor, was quiet and tidy. Till, darling, you were ready for some random activity. Rituals of tenderness and comfort mix with various unexpected blips. Who doesn't misspeak now and then? One of us wanders off while the other spins an existential anecdote that threatens not to end. Person who put unsorted laundry into random plastic bags. I'm asking for a friend. We are markedly in sync at times, out of it at others, with echoes of our mothers, for better and for worse. Your mood is in the sky, till you perceive a bleakness in my face. Or the reverse, you read that we should keep an eye on comets in our cosmic space, as if our watchful eye could hold them safe in place. Hydrogen to metal, crystals made of time. You tell me you foresee a tussle for the Nobel Prize. I am floating, not in air, searching for a portal into who knows where. Twigs abundant in my head. You mention me to someone on the phone, and I am not alone. I thought about your question and sat up in the nascent glow. I dreamed I entered answered it a million years ago. Spangly disorder brought us to this time and place. Curious that I found you in the chaos of the human race. Now death puts on no airs, but regards us meekly. I will shelter you and you will shelter me from all the world's random activity.
Thank you. Thank you.
wrapping up with a new CD from pianist Brad Whiteley, along with the bassist here, Matt Pavalka, Kenneth Salters on drums, Tom Guarna on guitar, and Michael Eaton on saxophone. From the release Presence, we checked out a track called Sunset Park. Also music from the quartet of saxophonists. They call themselves Four, and we heard a piece written by one of the saxophonists in this group, Gary Lindsay, and we heard a piece called To Be in Love. And also music from Lorraine Feather, Leonard Feather's daughter. She's got another new recording out. This one's called Math Camp. Some interesting works here. She did all the work on this with Eddie Arkin, co-writing all the pieces. We heard one called Random Activity. And we opened up with a version of the standard Why Did I Choose You? Came from Judith Lorick and her release The Second Time Around. Here on The Beat on WCMU, jazz, blues, and more for your Saturday until 3 o'clock. A couple of the tracks now, and we'll visit one later, too, from guitarist Bobby Broom. He has a new recording out called Soul Fingers, and we are going to look back a bit with one written by the gentleman in the band Procol Harum. They were inspired by Bach for their breakout piece, A Whiter Shade of Pale. This is Bobby Broom on guitar. Thank you. From the Songbook of Seals and Crofts, Bobby Broom's cover of Summer Breeze from his brand new recording called Soul Fingers here on The Beat on WCMU. In front of that, his version of A Whiter Shade of Pale that you probably remember from the old Procol Harum days. We noted that we'll be coming back to this for his very cool cover of a Temptations classic written by Smokey Robinson. That'll be a little bit later on, so do stick with us for that. Along with music coming into the next hour, we'll debut a brand new release from saxophone and reed man Charles Lloyd. And we've got some blues coming your way from Otis Rush, who recently passed. That along with Thelonious Monk and a bluesy thing from Fred Jackson, all in the next hour of Jazz, Blues, and More here on The Beat.